Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
8:07 on Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon. As promised, Les McCarthy is in studio with me. The ALS, Hudson Valley ALS Walk is coming up this Sunday, October 19th, here on the walkway over the Hudson. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Tom. It's great to be back. I'm told you spotted our walk sign at Carl's Barbershop in Pleasant Valley.
That is a true story.
Which triggered a reminder to reach out to me even before I could reach out to you.
Sure.
I thought I'd get a plug in for Carl early.
Carl is
an institution.
An institution and also a Navy veteran.
Yep.
Right? And former Legion commander there. And
yep.
That was pretty funny.
His shop is a great picture of Americana.
It truly is.
It really is.
And that's why, matter of fact, you go back to Norman Rockwell. I think Norman Rockwell has some paintings from the barbershop, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So, Les McCarthy, before we talk about the ALS walk, I introduced you to Harold King and Johnny Ann Hansen, and all the years I've known you now, I had never asked you the question, or maybe we talked about it, and I just didn't remember about your career. And so you spent your career, we'll say 40-some years.
Yeah, I got out of the service in 69, July. Prior, I was.
Oh, what branch of service were you in?
Army,
okay.
Army infantry, but OCS. But I was fortunate. I had a business degree from Cornell, so without knowing anybody, I got a branch transfer to the Adjutant General Corps.
Wow.
And was stationed 22 miles from my home for 2 years. A place Fort Wadsworth, when I saw my orders, I had no idea where it was.
Yes, yes.
And it's under the Verrazano Bridge in Staten Island. It was paradise. I mean, we won't get into it now, but the downside was we were in the five boroughs of New York, and as officers, we didn't have KP, but we had something called NOK, which was notification of next of kin and knocking on doors. I knocked on 22 doors in 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
But life-changing.
Life, yeah, exactly. And while I mention, I was remiss in doing this yesterday, while I mentioned about Carl Rennie and Carl's Barbershop being a Navy man, yesterday was the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States Navy.
Yep.
So...
Yeah. And anyway, after my military, then my whole career was in the construction business, working out of Armenia. We had a ag business, which was silos, harvester silos, later used for water tanks.
Were those the A.O. Smith?
Yeah, the A.O. Smith. That's really it. I never jumped too many jobs.
Sure.
Then retired in 04, and really right then got very involved in the Notre Dame Club.
Yes.
25, 30 hours a week for years. We're cutting back on that now, but we're still focusing on a few things, including the ALS walk. We do one on campus, Notre Dame campus, consulting with the neuroscience students out there.
Wow.
That was just a couple of weeks ago. And then, of course, this big one. This is really our headliner and has been for years.
So with respect to ALS, sometimes commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is progress being made in research?
Yeah, the research side of it is, as we would say in the Army, above my pay grade.
Yes.
I got a report here in the file that just came in this week, in which this year's Nobel Prize winner for medicine has an 18-page article, And that could bring some help to a number of things, including diseases like ALS. But I'm into instant gratification, quite candidly, and I get that by seeing the support that the ALS Greater New York Chapter and our club is providing for the people in the immediate Hudson Valley who have ALS and of course, their caregivers.
And it is so debilitating. And Les McCarthy, what you just said, not just the individual, but their caregiver and the universe of people around the person with ALS, it is very draining, very demanding. Yeah. And
it's a, number one, of course, a horrific disease.
Yes.
That's an understatement, but it is extremely difficult on caregivers.
Yes.
Some caregivers have much more support than others. Some patients have much more support than others. But, you know, particularly if and when the patient loses his or her ability to speak. We can get into some of that later, too. But, you know, that's an improvement over the years in that we have this called eye gaze now, which is you talk about AI and all that. The patient looks into a keyboard on a computer screen and looks at the A. And looks at the P-P-L-E, pushes a button with their eyes on the screen, and out comes the word apple.
Wow.
If they, what we call, bank their words early enough while they can still speak, that word apple comes out in their voice.
Yes.
If they don't bank early, and many don't because it's admission, you know, it's just like getting in a wheelchair. It's an admission that I ain't getting out of this wheelchair
right.
for the rest of my life. And when they can't speak, it's an admission. So if they don't bank their words, they can still communicate. It's just in Surrey's language, accent. It's hard for me to believe that this is, in fact, our 17th Hudson Valley Walk this Sunday morning. Again, on a magnificent Hudson walkway over the Hudson. Even harder for me to believe that I was a very young 65 years old when 55 members of our Notre Dame Club of the Mid-Hudson Valley stepped off on November 15th, 2009. Yes, we were the very first not-for-profit to hold a fundraising walk on the walkway, which had only opened six weeks before.
That's right.
We had our walk. I remember co-chair with me, Linda Quinn. We sat down with the ranger at the time on a little picnic table. He had the form. It was the first one he filled out. Lots of questions. But we got the job done, and on that November 15th, 55 of us walked.
Wow.
We raised $5,000, and that has grown since then through the first 16 walks to $2.75 million.
Holy Moses.
And yes, some goes for research. This is all divvied up by the ALS Greater New York Chapter. A lot goes to support our local people with ALS. We'll call them so they people we can go quicker. PALS, people with ALS, or we call them
makes
PALS.
Sense. Les McCarthy, hold those thoughts now. It's already closing in on 8:17. We'll get in the sports report from the Zolls and come back and pick up more details about this Sunday's ALS Hudson Valley Walk. Back in a minute on the Beacon.
It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
Hudson Valley Focus, Les McCarthy in studio with me. Les, let's talk about how people sign up to walk, to join a team, to support a team, or just to make a donation, and then we're going to talk more about ALS itself.
Sure. Well, the important thing is to remember, write it down. It's ALSWalks.org. ALSWalks, that's one word, .org. And there's a bunch of information, much of which what I'll cover now in the next minute or so. But you can always look there to get more details or get refreshed. The walk, the assembly area is at 75 Haverland Road, in the Highland side mm-hmm. of the walkway. It's this Sunday, October 19th. Registration starts at 9 a.m., opening ceremony at 10:30, and the walk steps off at 11. Now, it's 1.3 miles each way on the walkway. It's like an ideal location for wheelchairs, and because there are no stairs, it's just
yes.
Slight hill up, slight hill down, and back. Magnificent views all the way, but I want to encourage people who not to be intimidated by that. Turns out to be 2.6 miles because you certainly don't have to walk the whole distance.
Right.
Walk what you're comfortable with. If walking is a real challenge, you know, you hang out at the assembly area with others who are in that category, and meet new people, so you don't have to do the whole walk. Parking is a big one. ALS patients, PALs, can park on site right there at 75 Haverland. Then there's also limited parking on Haverland, which for our walk is free because ALS Greater New York picks up the tab for the limited parking along Haverland. We encourage shuttles, shuttle parking. There are the shuttle ride is 3 or 4 minutes with buses provided by First Students. We appreciate.
And where does that originate?
Yeah, there's two shuttle locations. One of them is at an old Chevy dealership.
Oh, right on Route 9W?
Yeah, 9W South 3555,
yep.
9W on the right going south. And then there's a big one at the Park and Ride at 9W, the junction of 9W and 299,
yes.
Just north of the walkway. So they're close. It's so much easier to just get on the bus, get dropped off literally right at the assembly area. We also have, for children, there's face painting, there's balloon twisting. The kids love to walk in a crowd, hold signs. Many people have their own walk team signs. It's a very colorful event. The weather is holding. Talking partly cloudy, which means partly sunny, and in my book, probably in the 60s that morning. We've been incredibly lucky over these first 16 walks with the weather, but we'll hope the luck of the Irish can continue again this coming Sunday.
Well, if it does hold, I mean the forecast for Sunday, October 19th, says 70 degrees and partial sunshine. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not
and
too cold.
One of the reasons we're the last walk of the six that the New York, Greater New York ALS group does. One of the reasons we went with this always third Sunday of October is that to pick up the color.
Oh, yeah.
Some years we've been early because of the moderate temperatures around the river, but I think we're going to have some really good color at this year's walk, at the way things look now.
So, Les, it's already 8:27. You know, we got a couple more minutes, so we got to the break, then spend a couple more minutes with you, because you had said to me, with the microphones off, you know, what are some of the good things happening, and what are some of the issues still to be dealt with? Let's start that conversation.
Yep, let's try to get as much in as possible.
Sure.
Prior to 2009, when we started, there was ALS support in Albany to the north and New York City to the south. We were in the Hudson Valley, literally caught in the middle. For years now, however, since 2009, the greater ALS, Greater New York organization provides at no cost a patient and nurse coordinator, a social worker to make house and hospital visits, coordinate with hospice, organize monthly patient, caregiver, visual support groups. There's an equipment loan closet at no cost, medical and communications equipment available to PALS, free transportation of PALS to ALS clinics in the metropolitan New York area. Unfortunately, some things have not improved, have not changed. At any one time, there are over 30,000 people in the United States with ALS.
Let me pause one second right there. So that's a big number. But in terms of, you know, the size of the population, it's actually minuscule. And I say that because of the fact that the amount of resources that we commit to then research on this probably is not what it should be given the severity of it.
Well, and various ALS organizations add to the pot,
yes,
the research pot. But in the real world, it's really, even the $250 million that Pat Quinn raised with the
Ice Bucket Challenge
worldwide.
Hold that thought, Les McCarthy. We're going to get a quick break, and Les going to spend a few more minutes with me. We'll come back and give you more details about this Sunday's Walk ALS Hudson Valley, happening on Sunday, October 19th. Back in a minute on The Beacon.
Live, local, and unafraid, this is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
8:35 on Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon. Les McCarthy in studio with me, and we're talking about the Walk ALS Hudson Valley, happening this Sunday, October 19th, on the walkway over the Hudson. And as Les said, this is going to be his 17th. They're a Notre Dame fraternity that worked on this 17 years. And Les, you and I have been doing this for, I don't know, 6 or 8 years maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so real quick, some of the challenges, and then we'll go back over the details.
Yeah, it's one of the challenges. It's crazy, but not enough people have it. Now, how disgusting is that statement?
That was my point, where the 30,000 is a big number, but...
Yep. The average life expectancy once diagnosed is only 2 to 5 years. Now, there are extremes on both sides of that. Some people have lived for 20 years with it. It can strike anyone at any time, but again, as difficult as this is to say, to make the point, we have to say it is a death sentence. And there's no other way to say it. It's now 86 years since Lou Gehrig's famous "I'm the luckiest man" speech. And it's 60 years since this country figured out how to put a man on the moon and bring him back. So we obviously in this country have the intelligence to solve this problem. When you think about it, there aren't very many, you know, diseases these days with no cure. Certainly going back this far, but there's no money in it for Big Pharma.
Right.
You know, Big Pharma is going to throw money at diseases in which the market pool is large. You know, COVID, chasing Alzheimer's disease. And my hope is that while chasing like that Alzheimer's, that some very brilliant young person in a lab being funded to find a cure for that will stumble on a single piece of data.
It's my thought as well.
That says, hey, what about this? And heads down, let's say, the ALS road or the MS road. If ALS was contagious, again, we'd already have
something,
have a cure, because it would affect so many more people.
So Les McCarthy, one of the things that were, you know, when Harold and Johnny Ann were here, we were talking about AI. This is an area that I am really hopeful that as we learn more about AI, artificial intelligence, to be able to filter through literally tens of millions of records, that we can in fact learn more, find those things that are hidden somewhere in the data.
You know, for sure. It's mind-boggling to think about the capabilities in that area. What do we do? One thing that we cannot do is to give up.
Right.
In the words of the late Kevin Trotta, this is a war. We are an army marching across the walkway, and we're going to beat this thing. We just cannot never give up.
No. Unless the one point that I would drive home is, while, you know, that march goes forward, the work that you do and the folks from the ALS organizations do to support people now and the caregivers, that's something that is absolutely tangible that can be done and must be done today.
Absolutely. It's that's where the instant gratification
yes.
comes from.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And you know that it was, you know, I mentioned to you previously, my wife's first cousin, Joel, went through this now for a number of years. And so we saw firsthand just how debilitating it was on the family. And
absolutely.
An individual who was, you know, 6'2", big strapping individual, and that doesn't matter, though.
No, you know? Pat Quinn was a rugby player, yeah. All-star rugby player at Iona University. I mean, a lot of very athletic people. Of course, one of the many theories is head trauma from football, from sports like rugby can contribute as well.
Certainly possible. So one more time, Les, give out the information as to where people can sign up and register, or they can support existing teams, or just
right.
learn more.
So it's alswalks.org. Once you get in there, you click on the Hudson Valley Walk, and you'll have an opportunity to join an existing team or form your own team. Of course, it's this Sunday morning on October 19th. Registration starts at 9, opening ceremony at 10:30, and we step off at 11. Parking, again, ALS patients right on site, limited.
This is on the Highland side.
On
of
the Highland walkway. Side, 75 Haviland Road. There's also limited free parking along both sides of Haviland for others, but it is limited, no charge, because that expense is being covered by the ALS Greater New York people. Then the two shuttles, three or four minute ride provided by First Student, the one at the old Chevy dealer on 9W. And the other at the Park and Ride, also 9W, the junction of 9W and 299, Route 299.
Exactly. Les McCarthy, thank you for your dedication to this, and all of the other folks who participate with you. And You know, I'll say it one more time. There's the long term looking for the cure, but there's the need today to help support those individuals going through this and their caregivers and their support folks who are around them.
Well, we certainly appreciate you over these years for giving us this opportunity to spread the word right before the walk.
Happy to do it. Going to go to an early break, 8:43 here on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Got a lot to go over with you in a minute after this quick sports break from the Zoles.